EY weather allergy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies for today with a high near 29. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 17. Partly sunny skies for tomorrow with a high near 34. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low around 21. Sunday, partly sunny skies with a high near 40. Sunday night, a low around 22 with partly cloudy skies. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Emily Chipman. Currently, it's 28.
Some weather-related postponements and cancellations. Diller Odell schools are closed today. Southern will start 2 hours late. Buses run accordingly. USD 108 Washington County will start 2 hours late. USD 113 Prairie Hills, including Axtell, 2 hours late. And USD 223 Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn, 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Again, Diller Odell is closed. Southern, Washington County, Prairie Hills, Axtell, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn will all start 2 hours late. All of the other school districts are running on the regular schedule for this Friday. Stay tuned for continued updates on weather-related postponements and cancellations.
Friday, Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Rick Everett. Republicans in the House have outlined a plan aimed at revitalizing rural areas of Kansas, helping people to buy their first homes, and lowering income taxes for seniors. GOP leaders in the Sunflower State said yesterday that they will pursue five bills. The package includes a proposal that would allow tax-deductible deposits to a savings account for buying or building a first home. Another proposal would create a $30 million fund to help rural hospitals hire consultants and plan for overhauling their operations to remain open in changing markets. The package also exempts more seniors from having to pay state income taxes on their Social Security benefits. And layoffs at Spirit AeroSystems have now spread to the airplane parts makers' plants in Oklahoma amid the widening fallout in its home state of Kansas caused by the halt in production of the troubled Boeing 737 MAX. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the...
Kelly and fellow Democrats pitched basic fairness. Consumers who buy a DVD of their favorite Star Wars movie pay the state's 6.5% sales tax, but they don't if they stream the same movie or download it on a computer. GOP lawmakers in Kansas strongly oppose the idea and say it would have little public support. Senate Majority Leader Jim Denning said yesterday that it's dead on arrival. The family of Neil Armstrong, the first man to step onto the moon, donating two items from Armstrong's personal collection to the Cosmosphere Space Museum in Hutch. The items are a 4x6-inch U.S. flag and a small piece of fabric from the wing of the Wright Flyer, the first flying machine built by Wilbur and Orville Wright. Both items will be on display to the public at the Cosmosphere later this year. Mid-America Network News.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. A Nebraska sheriff says a man who came out of his home and began shooting at deputies was hit several times as they returned his fire. Cass County deputies were called to the man's home east of Louisville around 10:25 Wednesday night. The sheriff says that while they were speaking to the man's wife on the front porch, the man came out the front door and opened fire. Sheriff William Bruggerman says none of the deputies were injured. The man was taken to an Omaha hospital. The names of those involved haven't been released. Union Pacific's fourth quarter profit fell 10% as the railroad hauled 11% less freight, but the recent U.S.-China trade deal is helping to boost the outlook for the year. The Omaha-based railroad said yesterday that it earned $1.4 billion or $2.02 per share in the quarter, down from $2.12 one year earlier. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Tim Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nearly 40 people were in attendance Wednesday for a public information meeting on the proposed Marshall County Jail expansion. At a cost projected well over $6 million, the county currently has a balance less than half that in a building reserve fund. The structure would be integrated with the current facility, reconfiguring cells to accommodate 38 in a new addition that would connect the current jail with the county courthouse. Sheriff Dan Hargrave talked about the need driving his consideration of a new facility.
We saw the need for this years ago. You know, it just didn't start because of the fire. The liability to this county has been high for many, many years. You know, the capabilities they had when they built this jail and technologies were what they had. We've done as much remodeling and changing as we can. We can't go any further. And I hope that you see that what can be done to make things safer. Safer for employees, safer for the public, for the folks that live around there, for the folks that pass by that building. In this community, I just believe it's escalated to that point that we need to, you know, to move forward on it.
The fire referenced was in connection with the October 2017 jailbreak. Hargrave noted that criminals were becoming more hardcore and inmate safety also needed to be recognized.
You know, regardless, you know, you can say, I'll never have anybody in here. Well, I think, yeah, somebody will get in there that you know, best friend, a neighbor, a relative. You want them taken care of. You want them to be safe, regardless of the crime they committed. They need to be safe.
He noted that corrections officers had been added since and policies have been updated. Hargrave was frank that a number of issues contributed to the jailbreak, but building security was not a primary factor. Citizens in attendance expressed a concern with lack of communication and asked why the public had not been involved previously in the planning process. A question was raised regarding the size of the expansion, with the inmate average in recent years at 15. It was noted that pending legislation may increase the inmate population of the counties. Marysville Police Chief Todd Ackerman responded.
Yeah, I sit on the Reform Commission down there. The prisons are so bad that they're actually looking at about $30 million to build a brand new prison plus two more facilities for mentally incapable because they have the same problem the sheriff is having. They're sticking in normal populations. They have elderly. They're now going to build a facility to take them out of there and put them in their own facility, which is going to open up prison space. We're going to share the brunt of it. There's no doubt about it. Either you're going to share it in your jail or you're going to pay for it, one of the two.
Ackerman also noted with concern that the legislation could cut current sentences in half for many inmates, a move he does not favor. In reviewing architect renderings of the new facility, a question was raised about parking, which would be reduced to perhaps just 10 vehicles in the south lot of the courthouse. Alternate sites were considered initially, but were dropped when cost estimates nearly doubled, as well as increased operational expenses. Commenting that he was not in favor of raising taxes, Hargrave distributed a handout with financing options that included a 10- or 20-year loan funded through general obligation bonds, a leasehold arrangement, or sales tax income. Specifics as well as pros and cons outlined are featured on our KNDY website. Due to a scheduling conflict earlier this month, the January 7th sentencing date for former Marshall County Clerk Sonia Stoes was continued until Monday, January 27th at 10 a.m. in Marshall County District Court. Stoes pleaded guilty earlier to a felony charge of misuse of public funds. She faces a fine up to $100,000, as well as a potential prison term of 30 to 36 months. Some weather-related postponements and cancellations. Diller O'Dell schools are closed today. Southern will start 2 hours late. Buses run accordingly. USD 108 Washington County will start 2 hours late. USD 113 Prairie Hills, including Axtell, 2 hours late. And USD 223 Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn, 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Again, Diller O'Dell is closed. Southern, Washington County, Prairie Hills, Axtell, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn will all start 2 hours late. All of the other school districts are running on the regular schedule for this Friday. Stay tuned for continued updates on weather-related postponements and cancellations. Laverna J. Hattersall, age 89, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Laverna Hattersall. Arliss Wendland, age 90, of Randolph, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Zion United Methodist Church. Burial in the Peach Grove Cemetery. Family will receive friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Anderis Fifely Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Arliss Wendland. Robert R. Jones, age 95, formerly of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Robert Jones. Richard Rick Showalter, age 62, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday at his home. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge for Richard Showalter. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, hamburger gravy and mashed potatoes, peas, whole wheat bread, mandarin oranges, and cake. Monday, hamburger, potato wedges, baked beans, and cherry crisp. KNDY News, time is 7:17.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
This is what most people's heart rate sounds like when they're getting their taxes done. And this is what it sounds like when you file at H&R Block. Because they've got upfront transparent pricing, so you'll know the price before you begin. And that is my stomach demanding tacos. Upfront transparent pricing. Just another way it's better with Block.
Visit or call your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and in Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Today, cloudy skies with a high near 29. Winds out of the northwest around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 17. Partly sunny skies for tomorrow with a high near 34. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a low around 21 with mostly cloudy skies. Partly sunny skies again on Sunday with a high near 40. Sunday night, a low around 22 with partly cloudy skies. Partly sunny skies continue on Monday with a high near 40. Monday night, mostly cloudy with an isolated snow shower and a low around 24. Tuesday, scattered rain and snow showers with a high near 37. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 25. Wednesday is mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 23. And looking ahead to Thursday, partly sunny skies with a high near 39. Again, today, cloudy with a high near 29. I'm meteorologist Emily Chipman.
Around an inch of new snow overnight. Average high temperature, late January 39. Record high on this date, 54 in 1994. The average low, 15. The record low is 6 below 0 in 2008. Sunset this evening, 5:36. Sunrise in the morning at 7:41. 28 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds south of the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 24th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:20. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Serena and Woz exit Oz. The Hoosiers eat up Izzo and LeBron inches closer. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. A stunner at the Australian Open, Serena Williams sent packing in the third round after 27 seed Wang Xiang beat Serena 6-4, 6-7, 7-5.
I just made far too many errors to be a professional athlete today.
It's Serena's earliest exit since 2006. Caroline Wozniacki's farewell tour comes to a close after losing to Ons Jabeur in three sets, and Novak Djokovic was a third round winner. College hoops, unranked Indiana knocked off number 11 Michigan State Hoosier guard Al Durham with the dagger.
Kicks out to Durham. He fires a three. Yes!
On Learfield IMG, Indiana wins 67-63. NBA, the Lakers blow out the Nets 128-113.
LeBron turns, shoots, 20-footer good. Wow. With Kyrie right in his face.
On KSBN, LeBron moves to within 17 points of Kobe Bryant for third place on the NBA scoring list. More college hoops. A tight one in Texas. 25th-ranked Houston trailed much of the game against unranked Connecticut, but freshman Caleb Mills gave the Cougars the lead with under a minute to play.
Mills backing it in. Mills step back, 15-footer, hits! Whoa. Caleb Mills!
On KPRC, Houston hangs on 63-59. Different story in Colorado. The 23rd-ranked Buffaloes crushed Washington State.
Kick out. Open Gatling in the corner. Oh!
On Learfield IMG, Colorado wins 78-56. Back to the NBA, the Blazers and Mavs were cold-blooded from downtown, combining for 43 three-pointers. That ties an NBA record. Portland guard Damian Lillard's 47 points, not enough, and the 133-125 loss to Dallas. NFL free agent receiver Antonio Brown turned himself into police after a warrant for his arrest was issued. Brown faced a litany of charges, including felony burglary with battery. Quarterback Eli Manning will address the media today and formally announce his retirement. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Taking a look at high school basketball scores for Thursday in the TVL tournament. Lynn defeated Onega 43-36. Clifton Clyde beats Blue Valley Randolph 66-41. Washington County got by Centralia 53-41. In semifinal action, Valley Heights defeated Frankfort 47-45, and Hanover beat Axel 71-54.
Girls teams take center court in the Twin Valley League Tournament semifinals at Washington County Friday. At 6, Frankfort meets Centralia. At 7:30, Washington County entertains Valley Heights. Both games live on KNDY FM 95.5. Donovan West, Blue Valley, Hanover, and Clifton Clyde tip off in the other gym. Marysville girls at Nemo Hall Central. That game starts at 4 o'clock for the varsity. Marysville boys will follow at 5:30 in the semifinals of a Thunder Classic facing Falls City. Bulldog basketball live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. All our games on air, online, and on our mobile app.
Join Diane's Dresses, Etc. for Prompalooza this Saturday, 10 until 5, and Sunday, 1 until 4. Shop new gowns from designers not found anywhere else for every shape and sizes 0 to 24. Save 10% on all prom and jewelry and get signed up for prize drawings. Don't miss Prompalooza at Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore, helping you sparkle for less.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The EPA yesterday, along with the Army Corps of Engineers, announced a new clear definition for waters of the U.S. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says the new Navigable Waters Protection Rule provides much-needed regulatory certainty and predictability for American farmers. The rule recognizes the difference between federally protected wetlands and state protected wetlands and adheres to the statutory limits of the agency's authority. The revised definition identifies four clear categories of waters that are federally regulated under the Clean Water Act: the terrestrial seas and traditional navigable waters, perennial and intermittent tributaries, certain lakes, ponds, and impoundments, and wetlands that are adjacent to jurisdictional waters. The final action also details what waters are not subject to federal control, including features that only contain water in direct response to rainfall, groundwater, many ditches, including most farm and roadside ditches, prior converted cropland, farm and stock watering ponds, and waste treatment systems. And the National Chicken Council released the annual Chicken Wing Report, projecting Americans to consume a record 1.4 billion wings during Super Bowl weekend. America's love for wings continues to grow as this year's consumption estimated 2% increase over last year. That means Americans will eat 27 million more wings during this year's big game versus last year. Now, put that in perspective. If Chiefs coach Andy Reid ate 3 wings a minute, it would take him about 900 years to eat 1.4 billion wings. Americans were asked how they like to eat them. 65% said they do while watching a major sporting event like the Super Bowl. About half claim they believe chicken wings should be the official food of the Super Bowl. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. EPA's final WOTUS replacement rule is being well received by farm interest. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association was one of many farm and industry groups that strongly opposed the original 2015 Obama-era Waters of the United States rule for its broad reach in exerting federal control. The NCBA Environmental Council's Scott Yeager gave his comments.
Even if it was something that was dry most of the year but then got rained on, and because of that rain it conveyed water downstream to something else, that would pull our guys under EPA's jurisdiction.
Yeager says the WOTUS replacement, billed as the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, will boost clarity in what farm and ranch features are federally versus state and locally controlled.
We're happy about it. We think it's a strong step in the right direction to correct the overreach of that 2015 Obama rule, and it will provide clarity to our members as well as features that were out in our pasture land, because they're no longer going to be under federal jurisdiction.
Some features not under federal jurisdiction include stock ponds, ditches, prior converted cropland, and groundwater. But Yeager says the new final rule may not be the last word.
It's already being litigated in New York and in South Carolina in federal district courts. I fully expect that this replacement rule will also be litigated by activists.
The American Farm Bureau said the replacement rule provides, quote, clarity and certainty, allowing farmers to farm without having to, quote, hire teams of consultants and lawyers. But Cattleman's Yeager says a federal judge could issue an injunction forcing a reversion to the original 2015 Waters of the United States rule. That's your latest check of agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. We all know it is agriculture. As we talk about the dairy industry in the United States this week, what impact are the wildfires in Australia having? We'll find out after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
When it comes to the exporting of dairy products, New Zealand is far and away number one with about 19% of total milk exports in the world. Germany is second at about 10%, followed by the Netherlands, Belgium. The United States is number five, a big improvement over where we were not that many years ago. And you might be surprised that Australia is pretty high on the list. Andy Fallman is an analyst with Rice Dairy Incorporated in Chicago. He is the writer of the daily newsletter at ricedairy.com and talks about the impact of those wildfires in Australia on the dairy business.
Yeah, it's such a tragedy that's going on there. And, you know, our hearts really go out to them. In terms of ramifications, though, in the dairy space, Australia is the seventh largest dairy exporter in the world and as of 2019. And, you know, they move, obviously, they're one of their biggest customers in general, Asia. You know, I think of China. They do a lot of cheddar, milk powders, as well as fresh milk. So, you know, these brush fires are also compounding just as much of a problem in the drought that they're having as well. And so, you know, we've shown that the export data for us, at least, has grown. And so you're seeing that demand overseas really start to pick up. I think what we're about to find out, too, is that there's going to be a supply shock that hits the market and that you're starting to see some of these Oceania folks not be able to maybe potentially supply folks like China.
Turning back to the U.S. producers and the many challenges they face, of course, there are the prices, the cost of inputs. And for many of them, especially in the northern parts of the Midwest, cropping, raising and harvesting crops to feed to their cattle, that became a big problem in 2019.
Yeah, being able to get the crops in the ground is key too, right? And that was a struggle, especially in the Midwest. You know, every time I was up in Wisconsin, it seemed like it was just, you know, every field was more or less a puddle, right? I think, you know, those are things that are going to continue to be a challenge here moving forward, but we're also starting to see some positive price action out in the forward curve. I look at it and say, you know, my general outlook for dairy prices here, I think there's going to be a little bit of a hiccup here. You know, we had a 240 barrel price. I think that really generated a lot of, you know, it triggered cheese supplies, right? It triggered folks to make cheese. I think we're going to see the effects of that here in the first quarter, but I also think, too, those growing exports are going to be able to scoop that cheese up, and we continue to have somewhat of a bull market here going into the latter part of 2020.
Some optimism for the dairy industry from Andy Fallman of RiceDairy.com. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from KNDY. A little bit over an inch of snow here in Marysville fell last evening. 28 degrees this morning. Watch out, some of those areas going to be slick underneath yet. We do have a few weather-related postponements and cancellations. Kind of a mixed list as far as area schools go this morning. Diller O'Dell will be closed on Friday, Southern running 2 hours late. 2 hour late start at Washington County, USD 108. 2 hour late start for Prairie Hills Axtell, USD 113. And a 2 hour delay with no morning preschool for USD 223 Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn. All of the other schools, including Marysville, back on the regular schedule today. Closed at Diller O'Dell. 2 hour late starts at Southern, Washington County, Prairie Hills Axtell, Hanover, Barnes, and Lynn. The other schools are on the regular schedule for your Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday, everyone. Kansas City Royals star catcher Salvador Perez is about to become a U.S. citizen. Perez passed his citizenship exam earlier this month and will be joined by Chief U.S. District Judge Beth Phillips on the Royals Fan Fest main stage today at the Kansas City Convention Center to take his oath of allegiance. Painters sprayed a logo on the newly laid grass at Miami Dolphins Stadium while two men in hard hats dangled from a scaffold under a video board. Workers on the sprawling grounds outside the stadium also busy preparing for the NFL title game February 2nd between the Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers. The NFL has been on site since January 2nd and built 4.5 miles of fence to secure the perimeter. On Super Sunday, gates will be open to admit 65,000 fans. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, Saturday, January 25th is Dollar Night at Bramlage Coliseum as your K-State women's basketball hosts the Oklahoma Sooners. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Performing at halftime will be something ridiculous. This high-energy juggling and acrobatic duo are sure to entertain the whole family. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your dollar tickets today. Go Cats!
Thursday night featured two good semifinal matchups in the TVL tournament at Washington County High School. In Game 1, 8-seeded Valley Heights used a 16-point fourth quarter to help push past 5th-seed Frankfort 47-45. Tyler Wagner hit a bucket with 2 seconds remaining. Wagner led the Mustangs with 15 points, and Caden Claycamp added 12 for Valley Heights, who improved to 7-5 on the year and advanced to the TVL tournament final on Saturday. They will take on Hanover. The 7-seeded Wildcats defeated 6-seed Axtell 71-54. It was a 4-point game in half, then Hanover scored 35 second-half points, 18 in the fourth quarter, to pull away from Axtell. Jacob Juneman led Hanover with 22 points, Emmett Juneman added 16, and Blake Heenick scored 13 for Hanover, who improved to 8-3. Axtell's Quinn Bussing led all scorers with 32 points. So Hanover will face Valley Heights for the tournament championship, and Axtell takes on Frankfort for third place on Saturday. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller. Taking a look at high school basketball scores for Thursday in the TVL tournament, Lynn defeated Onega 43-36. Clifton Clyde beats Blue Valley Randolph 66-41. Washington County got by Centralia 53-41. In semifinal action, Valley Heights defeated Frankfort 47-45, and Hanover beat Axtell 71-54.
Girls take center stage in the Twin Valley League Tournament Friday at Washington County. Onega and Lynn tip off at 4:30. At 6 on the back of the bracket, Hanover meets Blue Valley. Clifton Clyde faces Donovan West 7:30. Winners bracket semifinals live on FM 95.5. It will be Frankfort and Centralia at 6, Valley Heights and Washington County at 7:30. Marysville girls tip off at Nema Hall Central, the varsity girls at 4, followed by the Marysville boys versus Falls City in the Thunder Classic semifinals at 5:30. Marysville games live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. All our games.